they're performing. But like when you look at like High School Musical, which I love, High School Musical.
High School Musical is a classic in my childhood.
With that, it is my heart and soul. But when you have like something like High School Musical, they didn't sing the plot. The songs didn't add to the plot, which is why, you know, they're not like, you know, great musicals, but it's still entertainment. It's high quality. But no, and I think, and that's one of the issues I have. I can't even think of any like bad cinematic, like musicals.
I mean, you definitely can't compare like High School Musical to the greatest of like Singing in the Rain. Like you definitely can't compare them because like Singing in the Rain obviously has more like, how do I say it? Like, it's a very popular like movie or musical, so you can't really compare it to High School Musical because obviously you're gonna think, okay, High School Musical is like, you know, you'll be like, okay, it's not as good compared to like a classic.
Well, and the audience is also very different. You're geared towards little children, in the sense, and with all of Disney Channel's like the DCOMs and stuff, where it's like, you know, Camp Rock, I will like first, I know, I recognize that all these Disney movies, they're not that great. Like if you're looking at cinematic value.
Wait, when you say not great, are you focusing like, on like what are you focusing on, like the storyline?
In the sense of like the acting, and it's I don't know how to say it. It's not like, is not as high quality as you would get from something that is, you know, geared more towards non-children. Just because of just the audience it is in. And, but I will still, to this day, like, I will stand by Camp Rock. I will stand by Let It Shine.
I love Camp Rock. Okay, which one?
I love all of them. Like, they're such a huge part of, like, our childhood. And then I also think, like, and I don't know if it's just because we've grown, but when you look at, like, current DCOMs and stuff coming out, they're just like, why? Like, what? No, stop.
Yeah,
like,
I don't.
Superior Disney.
The
channel.
Only ones that I do say was good was Descendants. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, okay. I can. Yeah, Descendants is good.
I stand by that. Descendants is really, really good on, and I love Dove Cameron.
I do too. I think she's stunning and incredible, and
she's incredible.
Fabulous. I also really like Teen Beach Movie, but I also like Teen Beach Movie. Lost.
Oh my god! Remember we watched it together.
I think we did. Oh my gosh! Here. I got the Snapchat memories. I got the Snapchat memories of it a few years ago.
We watched it when it premiered, and we were like singing and dancing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No. You guys need to stay tuned because we do have a podcast episode at some point. We're gonna just talk about being cousins and having like those TikToks. If it's like you, if
yes.
you have if you're best friends with your cousins, you won. So we win because she's
we win. Go us.
My best friend, honestly. But no, I can agree. Now I do want to talk about this because we have talked about it a couple times. We talked about this before we started recording. But the second Kissing Booth just came out now.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that.
I think I need to preface this. I don't know if you want to hop on board. I will say these movies are okay. Like, and this is coming from someone who lives, breathes, and dies for romance movies. Like, normally this kind of thing would be up my alley, but I think the first Kissing Booth was like it was not good. I enjoyed it, and I watched it a few times, and I'm like, okay, this satisfies my rom-com soul, but it's just like,
eh. So would you watch it just to watch it, or no?
Yeah, I would. Like, it's one of those movies that, like, I would just, like, oh, like, it's, like, this one, like, when you're in, like, the mood for something, there's, like, I'm in the mood for the Kissing Booth. It's, like, it was okay. Like,
yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, whatever. Second one is so much better.
So, okay, I personally love the first Kissing Booth. I thought they tied everything together so well. It was so cliche and cheesy, but I love that stuff, and I was here for it. The second one, extremely good.
Oh,
now
yeah.
It's like Team Marco or Team Noah. Like, who are you for?
I think, so before I answer that question, I will say I also, like, my genre of movies are those super, super cheesy, like, romance movies.
Same.
But, like, okay, and so that, I just said that too. So the fact that I was a little bit disappointed by the first movie should tell you a little something, at least from my perspective.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for cheesy, and I'm a sucker for romance. Like, I know romance movies very well. But this one was just okay. Like, it was good. It was entertaining. Like, it does have an entertainment factor, and the story is nice. And there's, I don't know, there's something that doesn't sit right with me with the movie. But the second one,
Who you're all for?
I'm team Marco. I am team Marco. I'm all for the second one. I'm so excited for the third one because we were talking about this the other day. There's so many directions I can take with the third one. Like, does she end up 100%. With Marco? Does she end up with no one? Does she end up going to Harvard with what's his face? Or I don't even know
his Noah. Name. You're so against him, you don't even know his name.
That should tell you how much I care about him. I don't even know his name. Because I think here's why I think you should know why I'm team Marco. My favorite
ending
of all time is To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Okay. I think that Netflix completely ruined the movies or the books by producing these movies, specifically the second movie, because that dives into the whole relationship with John Ambrose McLaren. Now, I'm the person that I will never watch a movie until I've read the book. If I know there is a book out about the movie, I'm going to read the book first because books are always superior to movies. Mm-hmm. To All the Boys still rests that case. The second movie was so bad compared to the book.
Did you not like who she ended up with?
Okay, so I know she ends up, spoiler, she ends up with Peter throughout the rest of the series. But for me, John Ambrose, I will always be team John Ambrose McLaren because of the second book, because this boy treated her so well and waited for her and just and made like and was what everything that you know you would want for Laura Jean. But the movie did not depict that very well. They did not give you the dynamic that John Ambrose and Laura Jean would have, which is why I think you are so, we've talked about it, you have been so team Peter, and there are plenty of team Peter out there. But it's, for me, it's just, like, if you've read the books and you've really, like, seen in the terms of visualizing the words, you'll see, the strength of John Ambrose's relationship. He cares so much about her. And, of course, you don't see the whole story. Like, you don't see everything with John Ambrose.
I will admit that John, like, he was very sweet to Laura Jean. Like, so, so, so sweet. And I was like, oh, that's cute. But I stand by Peter because I felt like in the second movie, it was really good. I loved it. I'm not like saying anything bad against it. I just felt like Laura Jean was like irritating me because she has a boyfriend and yet she's like, oh my God, I'm so confused on my things with John. Like, no, your focus should be with your boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean?
And that was also the issue with those movies that I had was they had left so many gaps. So many important gaps because you don't really know why Laura Jean is acting the way that she is towards Peter. But when you read the book, you understand that there's a lot of insecurity on both ends about that relationship.
Yeah.
Which is never excusable. And I don't say like, oh, I supported Laura Jean, you know, going off with John Ambrose, but it was like, he was so unsure with where her and Peter were because Peter was not being very honest with her in terms of his relationship with Jen and all those things. And I think that was something that the movies had done poorly. And I do say I will watch these movies over and over again.
No, same.
It is the aesthetic of the movies are incredible. Mm-hmm. And so I think, but that's just my issue is if you've read, I've read the book four times, book series four times.
And you still stand by your statement.
I still stand by my statement, which is also why I am team Marco, because Noah, I had to think about that for a second, because Noah, you know, I don't care what anyone says, I think he was cheating. I think he was
way too flirty with the other girl.
He was way too pushy. That was not acceptable. With her. Like, I'm totally for the whole, like, girls can have guy friends and a boyfriend, and guys can totally have girlfriends and a girlfriend,
or whatever, that whole
thing. But it's like, I'm sorry, Elle had so many right, like, she had all the right to, I mean, I didn't say she had all the right to, like, kiss Marco or whatever, but she had all the right to have those blinkers go up, to have all of those things just, like, go crazy and just... and become that kind of person. Of course, there was a communication issue. And there was, but I think...
that was the number one thing I think they, like, highlighted with the second movie, is that their communication was horrible. Like, even towards the end of the movie, even towards the end of the movie, she doesn't even... there's still no good communication because she lies to both her best friend and Noah that she got into both the colleges.
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, spoiler out there, but no one's seen it yet. But it's just, it's something that, like, it's just for me, I, and see, this is kind of contradicting what we were saying, because, like, now we're, like, the bad guys, I guess, if you will, are finishing last in this case. But when you look at, like, our argument about the game and stuff, but for me, it's also, like, this is more real, for me, at least, in this kind of situation, and in knowing the relationships I've been endured and that I've been through and stuff, it's, like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I'm the kind of person, I don't want to question, you know, the relationship. And so it's, like, and seeing both characters question their relationship. And then I'm not saying, like, the guys are fully to blame in this situation, because the girls, both into All the Boys, as well as in the Kissing Booth movie,
yes.
they do have faults. But I will say,
it takes two to tango. That's all I will say.
It does take two to tango, but the issues were brought up by the boys, and then they were further aggravated by the boys as well. Now, I think in both cases, there have been, like, both the girls that gave the guys opportunities to come clean. There wasn't full communication from the girls, though, and how they were feeling, but the guys had opportunities to let it all out, but they chose to protect the other person and themselves instead of their relationship.
Yeah, there was, there's, like, not this saying, but, like, people say this a lot, like, if you have to question, you being with someone, then, if you have to, like, pick and choose, like, oh, if you, sorry, can't speak English, if you were confused between, like, two people, you should choose the second person, because if you were so in love with the first person, you would not have thought about the second person, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, I feel like I would have to rewatch Kissing Booth 2 to be like, okay, am I really team Marco? Because I say, okay, I'm team Noah, but I'm also, like, really confused too, because I'm like, okay, Marco, that last scene when he's like, she's worth it, I was like, oh my god, okay, maybe he is the one, because the fact that he said that is like, he knows he's she's with Noah, but he's like, okay, she's worth it, like, that means something. That hit. I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, I need to have a moment to just talk about this, because I was, like, I seen that the Kissing Booth 2 had come out, and I was like, okay, you know what, it's a Friday night, I had pizza, I'm gonna make this, like, a full, stupid, cheesy rom-com night, so I had a face mask going, it was good vibe, good energy, and I was like, okay, this isn't bad, I was enjoying the movie, and then he says that, and I kid you not, I squealed, I lost it.
I squealed, too, I was like, oh.
I said to myself, like, after that, like, there's no way they are not making a third movie, and, like, 2 days later, they announced they're making, or they're releasing the third one that's already filmed.
They announced it so soon. I was not expecting that. I was like, whoa. They did that
with the To All the Boys, too, because they had gone right from filming the second one, they had gone right into filming the third one right after, which I wonder if that's the Netflix thing, so they can just get things out, but they did that with To All the Boys, too, where they were in Canada for an extended period of time filming the second movie, but then right after that, they jumped right into the third one, and that's what they did with the Kissing Booth, too, is they filmed the second one, hopped right into filming the third one in South Africa, and then now here we are. But, like, that line, like, hearing a guy, like, just say that is just, like, that's such a hopeless romantics, like,
weakness. And the look that he gave her, I was just like, oh my god, like, I can't take it. The cuteness was, like, overloading for me.
And it also, like, I have to give mad props to these casting directors. Like,
they did an amazing job.
I know Jacob Elordi, who plays Noah, came out a while ago and was talking about how he was, like, he didn't like the fact that he was really only cared about in terms of his body.
A lot of people were saying that, like, he was miserable during filming, but then he corrected that, saying, like, no, like, that's not the case, like, I loved filming the movie, but he just didn't like that his character was just being, like, oh, because of his body.
It was being hypersexualized. But, like, and I will say, like, props to the casting directors, though, because Marco is so, so good looking. Like, I we're going to go back to TV show for a second. Whoever casted the Vampire Diaries deserves the ultimate raise, because one of those people on the show are attractive. Even Matt's attractive. Like, the action plays Matt is a good-looking dude. Like, the villains, freaking Kai. I'm, like, seeing this guy, and I'm like, I hope you're not a villain, because I really like looking at you.
Turns out he's a villain.
And it's like, everyone casted in the show are just, even like the subtle characters, like the guy who in New Orleans, who like after Klaus had left, what's his name? Marcus? No.
Marcel?
Marcel. Even yes. him. I'm just like, you're so good looking too, and you have like barely any importance to the show.
You know what? I have to give casting, like the casting directors, like props, because like just with movies and TV shows in general, because when you like love a movie or TV show so much, you're like, oh my god, you're so invested in these characters. Like at the end of the day, the casting directors are the ones who pick the casting and was like, okay, you're gonna be this character, you're gonna be that character.
They become the face of the
props. Yeah, I give them props.
100%. And like, and you think about like when you hear like, oh, so and so also went out for the role for whoever, and you're like, really?
I could not see that person. Yeah.
And I don't know. And I don't know if that's just like a viewer thing where it's like we've gotten so used to seeing this movie done by this certain thing. But it's like, and because it's already been filmed and produced and all these things, it's already been like done and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's always something that's just like when you see this, it's just like.
You're like, huh. Really like, I can't really see. Yeah. I forget what show it was. I think it was Vampire Diaries, but I forget who. But apparently, like in the cast of Vampire Diaries, there was like one person who was trying out for Damon, and they're like, I was thinking like, I forget who the person was. I'm so mad.
I think it was the guy who played Matt. I thought he went out for Damon.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. He went out for Damon. And I was like, I cannot see him as Damon. That would be horrible. That was just would not go.
And like, it's even like the same, like, when you look at like Gilmore Girls, and I've gotten so much more of an insight on the show through the Gilmore podcast I listen to, Gilmore Guys, where they do talk with casting
and directors. You might be our biggest fan.
I think the amount of love I have for Gilmore Girls and even the Gilmore Guys podcast, like it is dangerous how obsessed I am with the show. I'm like on my 11th run of Gilmore, I think. It's so bad. But like when you think about that, like what, like, because they originally cast the character of Luke as a woman, and the network was like, no, you need more men, so they put like the cook Scott Patterson in as Luke, and it's like, who, like, I don't know if anyone else went out for the role, but it's like, who else would I want? Like, there's no one I would want to play characters. And I think that's partly just because we as an audience have gotten so used to seeing those characters in that kind of light and seeing them be this kind of person. And whatever, but it's also just like who else would bring this to the table? And I think like even when you're looking in the podcast I'm listening to now about The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, they're talking about Rachel Brosnahan, who plays Midge in the show, and there was one of the girls who went out for the role as Midge, and she's like, there's no way I could have done it as well as Rachel Brosnahan did, because every actor brings something different to the table, and so you don't know what to expect. Like if you have these competing actors, you don't know what to expect because they all have different styles. Maybe they do it the same way, but sometimes their look is a little bit more fitting for what they're trying to go for. But there's so many factors that play into casting, like casting directors. I just, props to you, round of applause to you for that.
Speaking of casting and like actors, who's your favorite actor or actress?
I never really had like an answer to this question because I've never like die hard like.
Okay, my question is there like someone, like an actor or actress who you love so much that you follow like what other movies that they're doing?
So I do have an answer to this. And again, like I'm going to say like I love actors in different things. I don't follow a lot of people, but there are some people it's like, oh, I like you in certain movies. But if I can say my favorite actress, and I also think of who would I want to play me in my movie, Molly Ringwald. Who is in Breakfast Club, the John Huston in Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and 16 Candles. Those are three of my, like, all-time favorite movies.
Those movies are classics, in my opinion.
I love Molly Ringwald, and she's my fellow redhead sister over here, and so that's why I would have her play me in a movie. But, no, I love Molly Ringwald. And she's in,
She plays moms in, like, a few shows. There's this one. She plays the mom in Kissing Booth. She plays the mom in Riverdale. I love Riverdale. She plays the mom in what other show? I forget. This, like, teenage one. I forget.
I think she was also the mom in SPF 18, I think is what it's called, starring Noah Centineo. Yeah, she plays the mom of the girl, the main girl.
I don't remember her being in there.
I think Noah Centineo is in it. No, he's not in that one. Is he?
No, he's in SPF 18.
Oh, he is. Okay, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Noah Centineo. I think he's such a cutie.
Noah Centineo is, like, not only, like, a great actor, but, like, his personality in real life. Like, sometimes I watch his lives, and I'm just like, you're a
great movie. Him. I love him as a person. Oh, 100%. No, I think he's such a,
yes.
He's so good for romance movies.
100%.
Like, he has that pretty boy, like, I'm a rom-com. And like,
he's kind of plays both. Like, he does. Sierra Burgess is a loser. He, like, yeah, he plays, like, the popular person, but he's also, yes. like, not super popular.
He's a nice pretty you know? Boy.
He's a nice one. And but then there's this other movie, I think it's called Swiped, and he's, like, the bad oh, yeah. boy in there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
he can play both roles.
He can do both roles, but he's so good in romance settings. I don't really know how. Like, I don't think I've seen him in anything else besides romance.
Yeah, yet. I haven't. And no, he was in Austin and Ally.
He was. Bonus points for that. Played
the cell phone cart guy. Everyone always talks about it.
And Ally had a crush on him. Dustin.
Yeah.
Austin? No, Dustin. Dallas.
Dallas. Oh, his name in the yeah. It was Dallas.
I think. It took me a minute.
I was like, Austin, what is Austin have to do with this? Austin Alley is such a good show.
Because it was another place in Texas. Like, Austin's like, no, that's the main guy. Who's the other one? Dallas. He also is from Texas.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, I think he's good. No, I love Molly Ringwald. I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite actor. Like,
I have too many. Like, there's a long list. But my number one, Adam Sandler. His movies, I don't know if you've seen any of his movies. His movies are, okay, you probably won't be a big fan, but his movies are all pretty much the same. They're goofy and they're so weird, but they're so interesting and, like, I'm always laughing at it, like, all the time. Ooh, I feel like he's a great actor. Oh, I've watched most of his movies for sure. I have too many favorites.
I have such controversial opinions about certain things. Like, I do not like Adam Sandler.
Why?
All. I don't know. He
no. You can't say I don't know. You have
no,
to.
No. Okay.
Know.
I do
He's
know.
One of
okay,
my so favorite actors.
I loved him. I loved him in 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore. I thought it was such a yes. cute, like wholesome, like such a good movie, rom com, right up my alley. But okay. he and you said because they're the same, and that is why I don't like him. They are the exact same person, the exact same movie every single time. It's the different yes. title in a different place, and
that's because his humor stays the same. Like, he's not, like, I don't want to say it's him not being fake, but, like, he, like, stays, like, true to, like, himself and the character. He also, which I think is really cool, he works with the same people. Like, literally, like, every movie he works with the same people
yeah,
because
he
works with them well.
He and has so many movies with Drew Barrymore. And I think and yes. that's I think it's a good thing that he's found his niche, but it's also something that's just like there's
it's
no
not
flavor.
For you.
It's and I think that's also partly and I think that's something that's so cool about like movies and like pop culture in general is it's so subjective. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong way to do it. But it's like for me is it's like I need a little bit more flavor in there. Like it's because and I love Drew Barrymore.
Okay, when you think
I
about it,
them
right?
together, but it's like after if you're with the same people every time, you kind of just they blend together and they become this like similar, just like in the same pot, and it's just like they're entertaining. I'll watch them every now and then, but like for me, like with Happy Gilmore, for example, mm-hmm. fell asleep the first 15 minutes of the movie, and
wow.
I've never fallen asleep in movies because I never want to miss anything. For this one, I was like, okay, good night. And I fell asleep.
Wow.
and I don't know why. It's just.
You're really just not a fan of him. That's so funny because he's one of my favorite actors. Like, my dad and I, like, we bond over, like, us loving his movies. Like, we love him. He's a great actor.
My dad and I bond over our dislike for his movies.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
We're literally total opposites, but yet the same.
Same. No, that's the dynamic duo.
Yeah.
I've been here.
His movies, like, I can't even be mad that, like, that you're saying, like, you're not a big fan of him because his movies are only for, like, certain, like, different type of humor, yeah. like, totally different group from everyone else, in my opinion.
I think, like, and again, like, there are some movies that I've watched with him that I'm like, okay, these are good. Like, I think 51st Dates is
a Have you seen Click?
No, I don't think I have.
That's another one of his good movies that he's in.
Okay, I want to watch The Wedding Singer, which he's also in with none other than Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, Wedding Singer's good,
too. For me, it's just, it gets repetitive. And it's like, and I don't, I mean, and I think his movies that he's been in are funny and they're entertaining, but it's just like, they become the same. They don't stand out to me. And for me, it's like, I see a good movie as a good movie. If it's like, oh, that was innovative. Then again, I'm also the kind of person that will rewatch the same thing over and over and over again because I don't like expanding my horizons. So
I watch the same thing over and over, but I also watch like new things too all at the same time. Like right now I'm rewatching like three different shows that I love, but then I'm watching a new one too, so I'm just, that's just who I am, because it depends on my mood. But with Adam Sandler, what was I gonna say, his storylines are all different from each movie, but the humor is the same, so it's probably, I feel like you're talking about more of the humor that's like kind of bothering you.
I think no, it's not the humor,
because his humor is the same type humor with what happened?
Everything froze. That's awkward. Why isn't that working? Hello? No, but I think for me, it's not necessarily the humor, because I do think it's funny and it's entertaining, but for me, it's like, he's the same character in everything. Like, and I know, like, there's, like, people, like, actors find their groove, but it's like, he's the same, like, dorky, like, he's the exact same, like, dorky, like, not, like, 100% with it kind of character, which, you know.
That's so funny, because you're like, that's the one thing I don't like about him, and I'm like, that's the one thing I do love about him, is that he's dorky in every movie character, mostly the same.
Yeah, and I think that's a matter of just, like, opinion and preference, because I do think his movies are funny, and they're entertaining, but for me, it's just, like, Debbie Reynolds says in Singing in the Rain, in regards to the Gene Kelly's movies, you've seen one, you've seen them all. That is my opinion with Adam Sandler. You've seen one, you've seen them all.
It's so funny, because with movies, like, I think I talked to my dad recently about this, like, with movies, like, every movie is kind of the same. Like, they take the same idea. And, well, like, for example, rom-coms, right? Like, they take the same idea, like, fighting over two guys or whatnot, who do I belong with, but some movies, like, they take the rom-com aspect, and then they add different, like, scenes within it that make it different, if that makes any sense. So, all movies, like, they kind of go back to the basics, but then it's like, okay, how do I build off of that to make it different?
Yeah.
And so, same with, like, rom-coms and Adam Sandler movies or whatever and such, like, they keep the same basics and then they try to build off of it to appeal to the audience and, like, make it different, even though at the end of the day, like, all movies, like, are similar. Like, you can find similarities in each movie.
No, that's true. And I think that also goes to the statement, like, in regards to literature, it's like nothing in literature is original, because they're just pulling imagery and ideas off of other authors and stuff. And I think the same applies to literally anything in the arts, whether it is music, whether it is literature, whether it is TV, movie, entertainment. Nothing is original, because at the end of the day, there's original elements to it, but it's like you're pulling from literary techniques or artistic techniques used by those ones before you. Everyone has their inspiration. So if you're, for example, if you're really inspired by, I don't know, Quentin Tarantino, let's just throw him out there. Let's say you're really inspired by Quentin Tarantino. You're going to analyze his films, and maybe you'll see some Tarantino-esque things in his films, or even, like, a common comparison is, I'm forgetting his name. Sorkin and Palladino. So, Amy Sherman Palladino is the creator of Gilmore Girls, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Bunheads. She works on all these different shows. They're known for their fast talking, especially Gilmore. Like, they just talk so fast, the quick dialect, which is comparable to Aaron Sorkin. I don't know what he's worked on, but in the podcast, they've talked about various shows that he's done, and they're very similar in terms of, like, fast-paced talking. I don't know if you can hear me snapping, but I was snapping rapidly. there's just comparable aspects. It's not saying that they are copying, but they're similar, and they're pulling that, and I think that's just something that you see throughout the entire industry, and to an extent, you can just get repetitive, or it can you know, use your own flair. Yeah.
That's why with me, like, with me entering the film industry, like, I want to, like, kind of break that chain. And, like, if I ever do get the chance to create my own movie, like, I want to, like, make something totally different, something totally out of the box that no one has seen before.
Yeah.
So, no, that's what
I think that that's always, and I think especially now with films and stuff, is it's like the best ones for me are the ones that do something a little different. Like with rom-coms, yeah, they all follow the same trail, but they're the ones that leave you feeling some type of way. So like, for example, The Last Song with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, I to this day sob hysterically watching that movie. Or Dear John,
I cry every time.
Such a good movie. Because
I remember when I first watched it, I was watching with my mom and my dad. We were in the living room. I remember everything. And the part where the dad, oh my god, the dad dies. My mom, my dad, and I were in tears. And I looked back, I was like, are you guys crying? They're like, no. And they're both crying, and I'm crying. And, like, that movie gets me every time.
It is so good.
I see what you mean by, like, it leaves, like, an effect on you. Like, or when even movies do that for me, I'm like, okay, you did something good.
Yeah. Or even, like, with, like, movies like Dear John with Amanda Seyfried and Channing Tatum. Such a good movie. You know what's a really good one in terms of, like, the romance? It's a similar story, but it left me, like, jaw to the floor. Crazy Rich Asians. Such a good movie.
I haven't seen that. Don't hate me.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen it.
I watched it. I only watched it a few months ago. Like, I think sometime in the last year. And it was already out for a really long time. But it is such a good movie. And it's incredible because it was innovative in the sense that it brought in diversity. It was a predominantly, I think, an entirely Asian cast, which is something that you don't normally see.
Yes.
In movies, and which I think is incredible that they were able to do that. And the story and just everything in this movie and the characters that were just incorporated in there and how every single one of them just, like, told the story and worked together to tell the story. Oh, such a good movie. And you knew what was going to happen. Like, you know what happens with every rom-com, but it was so different. It had this, like, touch of just, like, they zhuzhed it up a little bit. And it was so...
It brought something different to the table.
They did, and I cannot...